This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I don't have a joke, so here comes another real Greg Kinnear one. We share 70% of our DNA with slugs.
Ooh, the more you know.
Thanks, Greg.
I'm Brandi Posey, and I watched Bohemian Rhapsody the other day with some friends, and Mike Myers was a cameo, and when it started, I said, "Get on my bicycle!" And I'm just, the whole room laughed, and I'm still riding the high, so that's my joke.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I'm Tess Parker, and for your consideration, my performance of acting surprised that my voicemail is full.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hello.
Yeah, we're
Hello.
On the show.
Welcome. Did you do that? Did you do that joke last time?
Should I record a new one?
No,
it doesn't matter. No, it's funny.
I thought
if
maybe
you did.
I did.
I think
but then
you
I was going to ask you guys, then I never know if I did I do it.
It's hard because I read them and then I hear them and I don't
That's okay. This will show. We're all very spread thin and burnt out right now. Yeah. It's going to be a wacky one. We'll just say it.
I do it because I thought that. Listeners, let us know. It happened.
I feel like that's pretty good. We're delivering hot jokes all the time.
Yeah.
You'll do a double. You'll double down.
I'll double up next time.
Yeah. Or we'll leave you with one at the end of today's episode.
Yeah,
maybe.
Exactly. Oh, man. Guys, our guest today, she's from Denver. We love her. Christy Buckley, everybody.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I am a fan. Aww. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. I'm sorry we're all like a little bit low energy this week. We're all real stressed.
Road hard, put away wet.
Yeah. I like to say. I have been on the road for almost a week now, so I feel the same way. So
cool.
Are you out of clean clothes yet?
I got to stop and do laundry at my aunt's house in Idaho. Thank you, Aunt Pam.
Oh man, there should be an aunt house in every town.
Yeah. It's super helpful for sure. So clothes are good, but I've been wearing these for 2 days, so it's like not. I mean, it's because you don't want to mess up the net. You have, you're still just like nobody cares, and just,
you have to have a plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You gotta use it sparingly.
It's also like when I'm on the road, I always and I pack pretty light, but I will hit a point where I'm like, oh, I am only gonna wear the same two shirts like over and over again.
That's pretty much what,
you know what I mean?
I wish I could understand that.
Tess, what is your packing strategy?
Okay.
It's strategies.
But I'm gonna share this with you guys just so you know everything I do. Do the opposite. This is like dancing. Just do it backwards and whatever I say, do the opposite.
Yeah.
So.
Look in the mirror.
Who's
the other
leading?
Way.
Yeah. You, hopefully, because it shouldn't be me. So I start out and I think, like, okay, I kind of visualize the trip. And this has nothing to do with reality.
Yeah.
This has...
like...
This is a good place to
start. She's going to Cleveland, but she's imagining a trip to Hawaii, so it's not that helpful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, like, I don't check the weather, nothing like that. Like, when I went to Italy...
What? You don't check the weather?
No.
I'm so stressed just listening to this.
It's all just, like, whatever. Like, so when I went to Italy, I had this vision of, like, I'm going to look like Audrey Hepburn. So I just packed a bunch of... sundresses, and it was like 50 degrees the whole time. So this is why I own a bunch of pants from Italy now. I show up somewhere. But I bring a lot of the bad thing. Like, not the bad thing, but the inappropriate thing. I bring a lot of it. I want to have options. I never know what kind of mood I'm going to be in. I bust out my jewelry next. Mm-hmm. I have a little baggie. I'm like, what jewelry do I want to wear? Then, like, now it's been like an hour, and I'm like, this is stressing me out. And I'm like, I need a glass of wine. So I usually go get like a glass of wine.
And then it gets cloudy.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And then it becomes anyone's guess. Then it's just like me walking through my closet, just picking random things and looking at it and throwing it in my suitcase.
I pack like Marie Kondo. Like, I grab the thing and I go, does this bring you joy? Put it in the suitcase. Like, yeah. That's it. Yeah, that helps a little bit.
I do think that helps, because to me, I'm only going to want to wear the stuff I look best in and most comfortable in when I'm on the road, especially if I'm traveling.
Because you're eating like shit. Yeah, you feel terrible.
Exactly.
You want to wear
your stuff that you know you feel good in and like that you're going to wear all the time. So that's kind of what I do too. I'm just like, the basics.
This one was kind of tough to pack.
You just bring the basics?
No, I mean, I'll bring extra, but it's pretty... Yeah. I don't know.
This one was kind of tough to pack for because I came from Boise where it's 28 degrees out.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I had to come here and I was like, okay, well, so, and then just had to sort of bring two different wardrobes. Right. I'm pretty good at packing normally. I have a joke where I went on the road with Rachel Weeks one time. She's in this group. I'm in a group called the Pussy Bros out of Denver. And we went and she forgot her pajamas. And I was just like, this is so sad. This is what happens when your parents don't get divorced. Like, you don't know how to pack a bag. That is so sad. Like, I can pack a bag so easy. 30 seconds tops. I'm pretty good about it, but this time was a little tricky for sure.
I mean, you know what you do in this case, moving cold to warm climate, you just bring a pair of pants and slowly cut them. They become
You got to bring your bad pants and then just say goodbye as you go down the road.
Right. Yeah. You leave a little piece in each, like a little flag in each.
Every summer I have that day where it's just like too hot for pants and I get out my scissors and cut some pair of jeans.
Oh, yeah.
It feels good.
I don't think I've bought a pair of shorts in years.
Yeah.
Probably over a decade at this point. It's just, these are the jeans that I don't care if they're jeans anymore.
Yeah.
They just become shorts. Yeah.
Especially us, like, we're not like going into like normal day job. I mean, that's the things I did start kind of a more normal day job again. And I was like, oh, I can't just wear crop tops every day.
Yeah.
And there's preschool children everywhere. And I was like, I can't wear my crop tops.
Yeah. Like, so many of my clothes are just so hoey. And I'm like, I need something that isn't like frayed or showing some undergarment or have a hole in it.
I always start to panic on like the second interview at a place because I have like one really good interview outfit. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, you can't wear that to the second interview.
Well, I can't maintain that.
Yeah.
No.
I'll wear it to the interview, but like,
just know that this is a
facade. This ain't me.
Very
anyways.
Unrealistic.
Yeah.
Once I sign me packing for the job I want. Yeah.
I haven't had a like uppity job interview in like 5 years, and I had to go to a funeral like last month, and I literally was just like, God, I hope these fit. Like these pants, I had to leave the top button unbuttoned because it's just been so long since I've needed like dressy human pants.
Well, yeah. When are you gonna like, oh, let me these funeral? But you're not gonna buy more than one pair of those.
No. Hopefully.
Yeah. You got your funeral outfit.
Yeah.
Well, it was also like, what's the etiquette when it's like not? It's like a celebration of life, like 2 months later. I never
floral.
Know.
Dark floral.
Dark
that's
floral.
What I would say.
Okay.
Like a moody floral.
Yeah, moody floral.
What the fuck?
I had no idea. And then I was also like, it's all going to be comedians. Those dudes don't even have nice pants. Like, don't think about it. They don't even have.
Do not worry about it. Yeah. You'll be lucky if they show up in. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah,
show
they
in
were
shorts.
In t-shirts and shit. Yeah, I was like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, wear my clean hoodie today. It's funny because it's true.
Tess and I are going to Vegas this weekend for a Bachelorette Magic Mike Live number 5 for me. How many is it for you?
4 for me.
God.
Very excited.
But it's funny because like there's not a maid of honor, so it's been kind of like a little bit of a like who knows what's planning. And I know that like I have this within me, but I didn't think I knew I was gonna turn into the aggro bachelorette planning bitch, and it happened.
Wait, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't. Now that I look at it, it's very obvious. Mm-hmm. But I think having always been on the other end of it,
I see
when you're the one responding and being like, "Geez, calm down" or whatever.
Someone has to be that bitch.
But then I'm like, "Oh, I get it now. My eyes have been open to that bitch, and I am that bitch currently."
Because people don't really understand how to run a large group of people.
Yeah, it really just has to happen. It's also that you have fun. It's also that it happens seamlessly, but somebody's got to be the shady
person. It's a lot like producing a show. It's not totally different.
Yeah.
But it's different. It's a little different than producing a show because I wouldn't have to ask 10 people for their opinion.
No.
You know, I would just be like, this is my choice, whatever.
Or
with a few people. But this is like, hey, everybody, is this okay? And you're like, oh, God, I want to die.
That's why I think lemonade opinions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's what I think.
It's more like, this is what we're going to do, not what do you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard. It's hard.
Well, like, I'll never forget when I went bungee jumping with my friend Ken. He was like, just get the two jumps. He's like, it's a little more money, but you get a deal on the second jump and you're going to want to go a second time. Mm-hmm. At the time, it seemed crazy. Do I really need to spend an extra $40 for another jump? Boy, am I glad I did. You know, because someone who had done it before was like, you're going to want the second jump. So, like, you just need to trust the people who know that you're going to want the second jump.
Trust the people who've been and done this five times.
Exactly.
They know. They know what they're doing. But, okay, so this is coming out after The Bachelorette, so I feel like I can talk about it. But I've been trying to get, like, a weird impersonator for Amber to, like, show up at the suite and do something weird. And she loves Columbo. So
yes.
I was like, all right. And I looked up Columbo impersonators. And this one guy, the messages he's been sending me are in, he's like typing them though he's Columbo. And the thing is, he lives.
One more thing.
Yeah, he's like, another thing. But he lives in the East Coast and he was like, hey, I'd be happy to do this for, I can't do that. I'm just going to do like a weird New York accent.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'd be happy to do this for this much, but you ladies would have to put together your miles and fly me out from the East Coast. And I was like, well, that's for sure not happening.
Yeah.
I wish, but no. If I was rich, this is definitely what I would spend money on. But so he sends me an email saying that stuff. I don't respond because I'm like, well, it's not going to happen. And then he finds my Facebook, my comedy Facebook group, and he sends me this message. It's like, pardon me, young lady, but I understand you have a lady friend needing a little needling. Maybe you talk about the facts of life, etc.
Oh, my God. I wish we could do this.
Right? From me. Really... Yeah.
Wow.
His commitment is just so good.
Yeah. For me, Lieutenant Columbo, I have my frumpled trench coat ready to get down in the trenches and help her have a murderously fun bachelorette.
Oh, my God. He's trying so hard.
He has not written. That's not the first time he's written that message.
No. I just can't believe there's other bachelorettes who want Columbo.
Yeah. I don't know if there is. I feel like this might be. You're saying what he wrote before. He's like, and then I didn't respond again. He goes, well, what's on for this? Columbo will bring his fingerprint powder and other ticklish things to help in the
investigation. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I wish it was so bad.
Only we could hire him. Holy shit.
He's in New York.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't think New York, but East Coast.
I wonder what else he pays his bills with, because it just can't be that.
He's got a good hustle.
His pictures of him is like Frank Sinatra, so I don't know what he must
does
have another
a few
job.
Shapeshifter.
But he does. Yeah. He doesn't look like Columbo at all, by the way. This is his photo.
He's just wearing a trench coat.
Yeah, he's just wearing a trench coat and he has the cigar.
Looks like Ken Marino
but
in a trench coat. I hate that he was talking about tickling.
I know. He was like, I was like, did you want, I didn't,
fingerprint powder?
Like sexy.
Oh my
God. That's not a Columbo trait. Columbo never tickled anybody.
Yeah, the fingerprint powder.
It's self crime, sir.
And I was like, sorry, man. If you live in Vegas, you might be able to do it, but we just can't. And he was like, well, I thought with all the traveling you do, you might have extra points.
He's stuck.
He really wants it.
He's just trying to get to Vegas.
Well, let's put it to them this way. If he can get his own travel to Vegas, he's welcome.
Oh, yeah.
We will pay him handsomely.
I said, I was like, I can't get you out here, but I mean, we'd love to have you.
Yeah. Local hires only. Figure it out.
So funny.
Local Columbos only, please. Thank you. But something. I'm trying to get something, we'll see. That just would have been... I mean, this is enough, though. I'm going to send her this afterwards.
Yeah.
That's honestly,
so
that's better. It's much better here than it would have been in person.
In person, yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
I just
you don't need to, because like when that guy comes in, then afterwards, like that's the guy that doesn't leave.
There's always the afterwards.
Very true. Because
yeah,
I was like, this is a 20-minute. I'm trying to book someone for 20 minutes. You know, not like hours. Or
but
something.
He flew all the way out to Vegas. He's gonna want to hang out.
Yeah. He doesn't know anybody
else.
We're at
Magic Mike with Columbo. Wow.
I've never been a maid of honor. Wait, no, I was for my gay uncle. I was a maid of honor for my gay uncle.
Did you guys do a bachelorette?
No. He's
a bachelor.
No. He might have. I mean, he's funny because he's like 50 and my gay uncle's like a trophy wife now, which is pretty sick. So
that's great.
Yeah. They have like a house in Fort Lauderdale that he's always like decorating and redoing. His Facebook profile is insane because it's just like lobster and steak like every other day, just being like, it's like
the dream.
Boomers
like just going to Home Goods and
it sounds so good.
Boomers love pictures of their food. Like, people make fun of millennials, but I'm just like, I've never seen.
I love pictures of food.
No, but you should see my uncle's page. It's egregious. It's just every night, and it's just like constant bragging constantly.
You have to. Whenever Sean and I go on vacation, his family or any of his family, there's a group thread where like, they text each other every single meal that they eat. It's so funny.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they all, like, want to see the food of every single meal.
Oh, that's adorable.
I'm always too hungry. I'm like, I'm never going to post this. Just put it inside of me.
Yeah. I will post something that I made if I want to brag about if I think it looks cool. Mm-hmm. I'll post that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. But if I'm just sitting down at, like, a restaurant. Like,
yeah, not usually.
Yeah, it doesn't. It never looks as good as it tastes. At least my favorite foods. I'm always like, well, there's a potato. Mm-hmm. We've all seen a potato. We don't ever need to see another potato.
Do you guys, I tried to do the hook thing the other day because I was like laying in bed and I really, what did I want? I wanted something sweet.
Wait, yeah. Are you trying to just imagine food into being?
No, I didn't try to imagine it.
Were you like in your bed eating a fish sandwich in front of
I wasn't actually eating it, but I was trying to remember what the exact taste was.
Yeah.
Because then I was like, maybe I won't want, you know what
did
I mean?
Make
I was
more
like,
or less hungry.
I think it kind of worked, actually, because
nice.
I did just, like, really imagine, what the fuck was it? It might have been Cinnamon Toast Crunch or something like that, where it's, like, something that I, like, really, I can't buy box Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I will eat it all in once. Like, I just cannot have it near me.
Yeah.
So, I really sat there, was like, like, crunchy.
Yeah. Somebody had walked in on you, just like you with miming a bowl of cereal that you're just,
I wasn't
like,
miming it, though.
Food.
I was just sitting there, which is probably creepier. I was meditating on it.
In my head, you're
miming
it. I
feel like I'm doing it right now, and it's delightful.
It's pretty good, right? Because you can just, it's so specific, like all the flavors and the textures.
It's part of my aphantasia. Can't do it.
Oh, yeah. Can't pull.
You have synesthesia type of stuff? Or wait, what?
What is synesthesia?
What's synesthesia?
It's where like your senses like it cross, like it, you taste colors and you
you can see
and
music,
you see
that.
Sounds.
Yeah, not that my mind's eye is blind basically, so like I can't pull visuals or like recall.
So you
memories.
Can't recall what something tastes like either?
No, I can't recall memories of any kind.
Oh my God, that's
not amazing. In that way.
That would be nice.
Yeah. It's not amazing, but it is in the
like,
way.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be good if I didn't remember
what donuts forget
what
donuts
like.
Taste like, that'd be very useful for me.
Yeah, every time I have one, I'm like, oh! Every time it's a surprise.
But do you get like cravings for certain foods?
Only sugar, because sugar's addictive.
Right.
But it's like,
so
I
you
don't...
just crave sugar.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't, like, chocolate specifically sugar. Yeah.
Mm. Right.
But it's more just for the hit of it than the specific flavor of a thing.
Right.
Like,
right,
I'm always, I'm very, Brendan gets mad at me sometimes because I'm always like, I don't care where we eat. I'll find something I like there. Like, I rarely am like, I need to eat that thing.
Oh my God. I never have that. This morning I was driving from my boyfriend's place. I literally like went to like four different places being like, no, I don't want this. Not, I didn't go in.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was just driving home.
Like, you're just driving by?
I was just driving home like, I don't know
you
about
see,
this. Yeah, just driving by eating air sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah. Just parking outside just like, let me just try this soup. No, not today.
Sean and I were on a really hard hike once and like we were like towards the top and he was like, what food are you thinking about?
Sometimes that
about,
does help.
Yeah. About the book Wild is like her descriptions of eating are amazing because she's so fucking hungry from all these crazy hikes she's been on. And she's like talking about whatever, drinking a beer, eating a burger after a long hike. And I'm like,
the ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just like, I'm not doing any of these acts, but I'm enjoying.
I'm reliving someone else reliving an ice cream cone.
Did you guys ever read any of like the Brian Jacks books? Back in the day, he had like Redwall and like Mossflower and stuff. It was like these like kids fantasy books about like rabbits and badgers and stuff and like wars and stuff. I was obsessed with them when I was a kid. But his food descriptions are insane, and I have never been more disappointed in a food than the first time I ate a fucking scone. Because he would describe scones like drizzled in honey. Anytime he used the word drizzled with food, I'm like into
right.
it.
So good. Yeah.
I remember like being like going to a coffee place for the first time, like a Starbucks, and seeing a scone and being like, I finally get
also,
to eat
I would
scone.
Say scones, like any food, but scones really run the gamut of like
run
they're
the
very,
gamut
like, very different
and are good. Often bullshit.
Yeah.
We have this place called Scone Cutters. You guys were.
Are you being serious?
No, Salt Lake has a chain called Scone Cutters.
Oh.
They're open 24 hours and then serve like hot scone, like cinnamon butter scone. But they were nothing like any scone you've ever had. They're like fried. Ooh. Just
that's
fried,
not a scone.
Basically.
Yeah, I've
is
never had a scone. I've never had a fresh out of the oven scone. It's always like cold, been there a day and a half, hard as a rock.
It was a fresh. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. It was not scones, but it was called scone. Maybe there's one of the names.
Here's the God's honest truth. Scones with Devonshire cream and jam is fucking delicious. Like some cold Devonshire cream and like a fresh scone. They have it at that Brixen whatever place
Over in Larchmont.
Larchmont.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're gonna go get some scones.
Okay, well, podcast over.
Bye.
Hey, welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Seth.
And we're with Christy.
Hi.
And
our mouths are all really dry from eating scones. Yeah.
Got a lot of little crumbles everywhere. Okay.
That was fun for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For ASMR people, they like mouth sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
I guess I'm auditory. Pissy noises.
Oh, that turns into ASMR all of a sudden. Oh, sorry, guys. Yeah. This is a completely different episode for you.
That's cool. We'll have to do one of those.
We talked about doing an ASMR bonus episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just, I could just bring my slimes over and then we could whisper.
Would that be comforting for you guys? Let us know.
Yeah. Write in. Let us know if that's something you want to hear
from
us. Or if
it's not, skip that one, I guess.
Yeah.
These monkeys will play with slime and dance.
Yeah. So you guys just like ASMR, your own?
It's ASMR.
Why don't you guys send us your ASMR?
It's this.
And we'll cut it together.
Like, oh, when one? People have nails.
Yeah, it's like
oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it sounds like good. Rain, really.
Yeah, that one's yeah.
Rain is...
That on a keyboard is
It's
nice.
Like a lot of like...
Yeah.
You're like okay.
Whispery stuff?
Yeah, people will do whispering.
I don't
people,
listen.
People will do people like, do reenactments where they're like, it's like you're getting your hair done. They're like, oh, that looks so nice. Let me just... They'll like brush... Yeah. They'll put a wig on the thing and they'll brush it so you sounds like you're getting your hair brushed.
I could get into that.
It's pretty sweet.
I could get into that. I like the sound of a coffee pot making coffee.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's good. That's
well, first.
Yeah. The ocean is not ASMR, right? That's just a nice
I think
sound.
It's like I mean, I think it's whatever you
it's
like.
It's in the zone.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, because ASMR is specifically supposed to like kind of, it kind of like feels like someone's saying it in your ear. So you kind of feels like tingly, basically.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
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 Are you into it?
I've tried, man. Everyone, like, the people that it does affect, like, love it. And so I'm like, I want this.
Oh, yeah. If it does affect you.
Doesn't do it. So, I've tried, though. I've tried so hard. And then I'm also just like, I should just make these, though.
Like,
for real. I like a cash cow.
Every time I watch them,
people
I'm like,
these
we're really
a somebody's making a lot of money to do
people
this.
People make a shitload of money
just
with
to, like, rub their fucking a brush across a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a girl that I, she shows up in my like Instagram recommendations all the time, and she's like an Asian gal that gets real done up. She's got huge nails, and she'll just like bite a piece of ice, but like like dragged out of her mind, and then she'll just like next to the microphone.
Oh, people! There's
millions
a lot of eating.
Yep, millions.
It's a lot of eating and stuff.
Yeah, she like freezes pieces of watermelon, and then we'll just like next to the microphone.
It. People love it.
It's great. Yeah. You think you don't like it, but you might.
Eating, I don't think is my jam.
All right.
Watching other people eat.
Yeah, listening to them, I actually really don't like.
Yeah.
You should just make one of your dogs eating their dinner every night. Just like, is this what you guys are into? Just shove a microphone in that bowl of kibble.
It's random snorting.
Yeah. Dog ASMR. It's not a bad idea.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea. Yeah. They would love that.
Yeah. I want to hear other people eating, please. All day. Dogs would be into that.
Yeah, it's just forks on plates and stuff. They're like,
there's something for me.
There's a dog.
I'm driving
where
crazy. It's like a laser disc. Yeah, it's like laser disc for cats. You know what cats love?
Yeah,
that blue ray.
Love turning over a copy of Pretty Woman.
Bonus features.
There's dog TV. Have you watched any of this?
I know there's cat TV where they show birds and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's mostly just like dogs just like in a field sniffing around, and I'm like, does my dog like this? I don't
I'll
know
tell
that
you
cares
what
about
Buddy
this.
Loved was because we have the 5K TV, which normally he could give a fuck about, but when we have Planet Earth on, he is glued.
Oh, really?
He loves Planet Earth.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really, I really enjoy watching him watch Planet Earth.
Sweet.
That's pretty
fun. That's the show. That's the show.
There we go. Okay, Christy, we're going to play a game with you.
Okay, I'm ready.
You can answer these questions however you interpret them.
Yeah.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Why?
All right. Who do you remind people of?
Aubrey Plaza is what I get the most.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Very, like, dry. Yeah, I'm very, like, dry, low energy. Mm-hmm. I feel like now I'm doing it because I said that. But that's the one I get the most, probably, is Aubrey Plaza.
Have you ever like signed autographs as her or anything?
No,
no. Just like people sure are like, oh,
because they're like, oh, she's a, I mean, and she did stand up for that movie.
Yeah.
Like very little, but like she's not a stand up. But everyone's always like, she does stand up, right? No. You're her.
And I was at one of those shows where they made the had all those people do stand up.
How they do?
Not great.
I mean, good. As good as you can do, not never, actually doing it.
Yeah.
When you're like doing, I mean, I'm sure she didn't. I heard she did write a lot of her stuff for that.
I think she did. Yeah.
But yeah. She comes from improv and stuff.
Yeah. How good can you? Yeah. She wasn't actually probably being a stand. Like she was acting like a stand up. There's probably a disconnect. There.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's two different things.
You should use funny people as a credit.
Yeah.
And then like really fuck people up.
I get
like,
recognized.
Seriously.
Funny people.
Yeah.
No one actually remembers that movie. They'll never know.
Me and the Columbo guy, we are the same.
Yes. You could do bachelor parties as the chick from Funny People. Yeah. Hey, fellas.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the number one, probably.
That's cool.
Yes. Yeah.
That's good.
Do I have to elaborate more?
No.
No, no, no. No.
Okay. I was like,
we said, we're all like,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I see that.
Today.
I've gotten a lot of different people at different points in my life. It really depends on what I look like. Like, I've gotten, when I was young, do you guys ever watch that show, So Weird on the Disney Channel? Did you ever see that?
So Weird.
It was like this girl, I forget what her real name is. Cara Delizia is her real name, but she was like Mackenzie Phillips' kid or something. They were on a tour bus.
Yep.
And she was
remember that.
Looking for alien. Yeah, Fee. Yeah.
I remember.
When I was young.
You just needed the Mackenzie Phillips.
Yeah.
Yeah. I needed Mackenzie Phillips reference, which is also not my, like, it's before my time also, but for some reason that's what got me.
I looked exactly like that girl. And it was weird because she was on an episode of ER and she died of cancer.
Tragic. So watched her doppelganger.
Yeah. Real weird. And now she's like a Pilates instructor in Burbank.
Oh, that's good though.
I check in sometimes to be like, where are you at? What are you doing?
You have to make sure your doppelganger is safe because your horcrux.
Named doppelganger is a president at Planned Parenthood. There's a Tess Berger who's a president at Planned Parenthood.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. A lot of Brandy Posey's work in malls. That's what I think.
There's no other. I don't think there's another Christy Buckley in the world.
Maybe.
I have Googled it. Maybe in Germany. That's where most Buckleys are at.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not in the U.S.
I mean, I don't think I said this on the podcast, but yeah, my Google alerts for Barbara Gray are always just obituaries. So there's lots of ladies dying out there.
A lot of dead babs.
Lots of dead Barbara Grays. I'll see you guys soon.
Okay, Christy, what is the best day of the week?
For me, it's actually Monday. Most people don't say that. Monday is
Most people are like, I hate Monday.
Yeah.
Oh my God, like Garfield.
Yeah.
I love lasagna.
Like, no, Monday for me happens to be the day I'm like off the most. Like that evening.
That makes sense.
It's my recharge day. Mm-hmm. If I go do stage time, a lot of times it's like because I chose to go work on a new bit. But mostly I just stay home a lot of times and knit and it rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I knit, I hang, you know, like that's my main recharge day. Most days, if somebody's like, what are you doing Monday? I know I don't have like a thing for whatever reason.
I was just thinking I need to like, because it's so beautiful out and I would like to, you know, go on some more hikes and stuff like that. I don't like give myself any time for that. So I was like, I need to just like put it on my calendar.
Have a day.
And then if someone asks me, be like, no, I'm busy. Because it's so easy to say yes to fucking ever or whatever and get too busy.
You have to like choose yourself. It's so hard. Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, I'm very lucky. Denver, for one thing, is there's a lot of stage time. I work a lot. It's very cool. It's a great place to be a stand-up if you're not like trying to be famous. You'll make a living. You can make, if you're good enough, you can make a living doing comedy, but you are going to be working a lot to do $200 bar shows every day. Every day. You can't stop. You can't take a break. You're not going to have a big payday and then be able to like chill. Like keep getting on stage all the time. And so when I get those times where it's like I don't have a show or like a little bit of a day job or anything today, it's like so nice. And that happens to be mostly on Mondays.
They are the comedian Saturday for sure.
Service industry night.
I feel like it's always fun to be out at times when everyone else is not too.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh, I love it.
So good.
Yeah,
I hate people.
Well, especially here when there's so many people. It's the only time you can do anything, really.
Yeah. Like an empty mall is just a treat.
Oh, I
like,
love an empty mall.
Ooh, like 20 minutes before close on like a Monday night, you're just like, this is my Target.
Yeah. They open for me.
Yeah.
This is so good.
It feels pretty.
I feel like, I don't have a traditional schedule, but I feel like I almost like psychically absorb the world's Monday.
Yeah,
I kind of do too.
You know what I mean? Like
I need to get stuff done today, or I feel guilty.
Yeah, I just feel everyone else having a Monday, and I'm like, all right, I guess we're Mondaying today.
That makes sense. I do not. I'm like, nope, don't care. I don't know, but yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah, I usually just make it my email day to be like, that's all I'm doing is just catching up on emails today. That's the only work you get out of me on a Monday.
That's my Friday. Yeah. I have a friend who works at a brewery, and I go every Friday. He has to sit in his office. Which is just a tap room of a brewery. And so I'm like, I need a coworker today. And I go and I sit with him and I do business stuff.
Oh, that's
I'm
an adult. Smart.
I'm doing click, click, click. Yeah, I do it almost every
Friday.
Buddy
business stuff. We need to do another get shit done party.
Yeah, I do it. I mean, I have a set date. Yeah, almost every Friday I have like a set time where I'm like, I'm going to, as long as he's there, I'll go be
that's
his coworker.
A good idea.
So, and he's going to be, you know, hopefully freelancing like, he freelances a lot too, and so in the future it'll be like more beneficial for him. I think mostly it's a annoying distraction for him now.
Yeah,
because
you do end up like talking.
Yeah, you're like, guess what?
Yeah.
Spend an hour like gabbing,
but you're still gonna get more done.
I like to bust out headphones, like. Headphones and a hoodie, and I'm just like,
If I have the option to curl up and take a nap in my bed, I will. So I have to get out. I have to go somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to work better if I'm not like I can't sit in my living room and work. I have to go. We have like an office, so I go in there and work, or I go to a coffee shop. Like I don't like working in my main space.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I pretty much always work from home because I'll like, I don't know why, I just can't.
Well you're never wearing
pants.
You want
to get up, and walk around because if you have stuff to think about, because I can't leave my laptop at a place and then walk around.
Exactly. Like every time I go work at a coffee shop, I have to pee as soon as I get set up or like whatever. Yeah.
And
I
also
like
if you
around.
Get a bad spot in the shot, it's like there's too many.
If the chair's
things.
Not comfortable. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like, but like home, I'm like, all right, I have my little.
Also, I definitely like spent many times being like, well, I want to look cute.
Yeah.
Like, trying to look hot at the coffee shop for no fucking reason.
What if somebody wants my number?
Yeah, and that takes like a long time.
And it's like I try to look like cute but not like I tried, so then like that takes even longer.
Yeah.
She woke up like that. That's amazing.
Exactly. You want the she woke up like that vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think my least favorite day is Sunday because like
I love Sunday.
The forcing of the Sunday fun day is very desperate to me. Like the hashtag.
Who does that?
The hashtag of it all is very. When I used to be a Lyft driver more often, driving on Sunday was really awful because people
like brunches and stuff,
and everyone would just be like, "Well, it's a Sunday fun day," and I'd be like, "Why? Why are we all saying this?"
I don't think I've experienced that in the wild.
Yeah, like, I think it's a very normie thing. It's just like very. I dislike a day with a hashtag like that. It really is gross to me. I'm like, just have a Sunday. It's not a big deal.
Yeah,
stop. I do like the feeling of a Sunday or whatever that day is. That
Yeah.
Day to make food or you know
it's
whatever.
Like Sunday morning is the Friday night of mornings.
Yeah, and it doesn't need a hashtag. It's great.
No, it is Sunday. It's implied.
Yes, it is
already fun day.
Yeah, also make every day a fun day. Monday fun day.
No, that's why they're making it Sunday funny, because they're not happy Monday.
Yeah, they have to go to the. It's not for us.
Find a little joy every day.
I'm going to imagine my fifth time. I do not need a Sunday fun day.
Yeah. You're living it.
I'm doing it constantly.
Every day. Yeah, every day is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, Christy, when did you first feel like a grown up?
Oh my gosh. Wow. That is a question. when did I'm still waiting. I don't know. I really was like I was raised by my single dad who was just gone a lot, and I like worked. This isn't funny. I'm sorry. But
it doesn't have to be funny.
It doesn't have to be funny.
Not everything is required to be funny.
I mean, we should have that
Sunday fun day riff. Now we're on to something serious.
Probably as soon as my stepmom moved out, that was a good thing. Positive when I was a freshman in high school. Mm. But then it was like my dad became my roommate and I was an adult from that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, gotcha. I took care of myself. I I was working full time my junior and senior year, just to, like, mm-hmm. have money to eat and stuff. And
yeah.
so pretty early on, always, he's always treated me like, or talked to me like an adult. So that distinction of, like, growing up and all of a sudden being an adult, there was yeah. no, like, hard.
Right.
But also, like, mentally, like, not yet. I haven't felt it. So I don't know. Yeah. There's those two things, like the logistics stuff of, like, I know I'll always take care of myself and being very independent. That's always been there. So, and I wish it would, oh God, I wish I'll give it up anytime. If my parents want to help out anytime, I'll go back. I'll go back.
No. That's what I swear to God. Like they say, if you want to, what is it the saying? Like if you want something done, give it to a woman. What is the saying?
I say if you want something done, give it to a busy person.
Oh, busy person. But I'm yeah. thinking like a female comedian.
Yeah.
Well, same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, same thing. Oh, but just gosh. Like I think we're so, it's like so built in to yeah. just like yeah. get shit done.
Yeah. Well, that's the fun. That's the thing. Yeah. So I have that group in Denver, Pussy Bros, who were, Rachel Weeks just moved here. So we're not really like regularly producing a show. We'll do get together for some festivals and stuff. But it literally was like we were comparing ourselves to other groups in Denver like the Grolics mm-hmm. or Fine Gentlemen's Club who came before us, and they're all about like, let's have fun, let's party yeah. and we're like, wait, women don't, we don't do, we kept trying time. We kept trying to like have that vibe and we're like, oh, we don't,
it's not
do that.
Happening
women no. comedians are working so hard just yeah. to like sit at the table, there's mm-hmm. this isn't a party, like we're like, we gotta be better, we gotta email everybody, we gotta be on top of our shit, because that's what makes us like give, that's where we get our leg up, as opposed to them who will like socially get
they
it.
Hang out
yeah
yeah,
yeah. So we, as soon as we like kind of let go of that, like trying to be fun and like actually we're like, oh no, we're just doing this as our job and we're badass and like just appreciate that.
Yeah.
Then it like we kind of came into our own, but it took a long time just because we were trying to copy like
totally,
their
totally.
Blueprint. And then we're like, oh, women don't get to have fun. What?
Well, it's like any all female comedy festival you go to is so funny because there's no real like late night party, but it is like a really good brunch and like maybe a yoga class that everybody does together.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I don't know. I still like a late night party.
Oh yeah, but I'm saying yeah. at those festivals, it's
she's
like
saying they didn't like it's not yeah. there. Yeah, because yeah. everyone's yeah. like, all right, well, we're tired now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I read this article recently that was like, it was really a bummer. Actually, it's about how like girls outperform boys in school so much, but underperform in the workplace, and it was so sad because it was like the reason is because in school, if you're a perfectionist, it serves you, mm-hmm. and in the workplace, it doesn't. So we just have it ingrained in our heads, like, oh, must be me, must be something I can do. Okay,
oh,
I'll just keep doing this. And guys just don't have that perfectionism complex,
no.
so they're just out there like they have so much more time.
I really see it. Yeah, there's a few guys I've been talking like my boyfriend. Who you're gonna hear this, so good luck.
Thanks for listening, Adam. We appreciate
skip
it.
Skip ahead 35
actually,
seconds.
Actually, no, I'm not gonna talk about it. Okay. Whatever. But just like career stuff is very different. You know, like his job is ending. And I have this other friend who I was just talking to today who's like, yeah, I think like something will just happen. And I'm like, oh, yeah, do you? That's interesting.
That must be nice.
Yeah, because I'm like, I just can't comprehend feeling.
No, yeah, the trust fall of it all is very like, oof, okay.
Yeah. I've seen like women take years and years and years to feel ready to move to LA, and they plan and they plan and they save and they save, and then I came out here and this kid that last night even. That was an open micer that like didn't plan anything, mm-hmm. barely hanging on, was just like, yeah, I just came, I've been making it work, and I'm like,
just living in a trash closet.
Yeah, but you can because you're not afraid for your safety all the time.
Right,
so it must be nice.
That's definitely something people to think about.
Yeah
for sure. Well, and just like the living that they're willing to put up with versus like,
oh yeah,
like yeah,
they're living in a mildew dishcloth basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mildew's a word.
I live in a hallway of an apartment in a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah.
I don't care. I have everything I need. But it was kind of funny. This kid came out. He came out with all the Denver people were in town to watch John Novosad do his. We weren't here. We just happened to be.
Yeah.
I happened to be here. And then Denver people from LA, we all went out to watch John Novosad do his JFL audition last night. And so it was
nice.
Nice little like Denver reunion. And then this kid that also from Denver, but he's very much newer. And
yeah.
But we were like, hey, want to go get a drink after this? And you could just see the fear in his eyes of like, I can't afford a Sprite. Like, yeah. And I was just like,
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it. I was like, all right, well, he is. I mean, it is. He didn't think about it.
What I usually drink is I wring out my wet sleeping bag. And whatever comes out of it is just, that's what I sustain.
Came from my body. It's pure.
Yeah. I definitely have had like times, especially in my 20s, where I was like in line for a drink at the bar, checking my account balance.
Hold on,
let me just transfer some money from my savings and one Guinness, please.
It makes you feel alive, but
I do think like the grown-up thing, you're right, I think that's the thing about growing up, is you realize that no one is, right?
Yeah,
people are, but also like people are fucking idiots. I think I thought when I got older that people would grow out of like the way they are, and I'm like, oh no, that's just you.
They just keep saying, yeah. Old people are. I always say, old people are just people that got old.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
They did just get old.
Yeah.
I mean, when I used to teach senior citizens aerobics, I remember during summer session, this one lady, Dolores, would always be like, Tess, can we leave early today? And I'd be like, Dolores, it's adult education. You can leave whenever you want. Like, she just never outgrew, like...
Oh, the school.
She, like, raised her hand. Teacher. She's like, can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Just go.
Like, you're wearing a diaper, Dolores. Go right now.
Yeah. You didn't have to come at all. No, Dolores was on fleek. She had a good jumpsuit.
Cool. Good job, Dolores.
Well, I'm going to go piss in a diaper. We'll see you guys later.
She's living her best life.
We're back, LA Jelani and Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Christy Buckley.
Hi.
And let's do a lady problem. If you have one, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Okay, this one starts with a hashtag, right? Is this the subject?
Yeah, this is the
hashtag. As long as I have a face, you always have a place to sit.
Adorable.
Hello, girls. I'm a masculine lesbian from Tennessee, and I've met the love of my life. We've been together for 2.5 years and couldn't be happier. We've lived together in harmony with our cat and talked about spending our lives together. We met at a party and were brought together by my sister, whom she was friends with prior to us meeting. We've gone together and picked out her perfect engagement ring, and we're totally ready for me to pop the question. Here's where the lady problem comes into play. I'm her first girlfriend, and so her coming out to her family has been an issue. Her mom and her sister are fine with me, like me and have met me. Her dad and her grandmother, though, don't know I exist. She wanted to wait until she was completely financially on her own to tell her very money-supportive dad. And now that she does have a big lady job, she hasn't made an effort to tell him. I would like to be classic and have permission from her family to marry her, or at least if they don't approve, to let them know that we're in love, serious, and to piss off. She's prepared to lose her dad to be with me, but to be completely blindsided... completely blindside her family makes me uncomfortable. My family's supportive, amazing, and has taken her as a daughter-in-law already. I don't want to make it an ultimatum for her, but I also don't want to be passive and put this off. I'm prepared to buy the ring and propose this year, but I need help in navigating a way to bring this up and find a solution. If I make the effort to propose, I need her to meet me halfway by clearing the air with her family instead of putting it off and expecting me to just be comfortable with taking someone's daughter out of thin air. She hasn't had to deal with coming out, so I understand her hesitation, and I know she's very serious about us getting married. Any advice for us is appreciated. I love the podcast, and though I'm not very ladylike, you gals always make me laugh. I look forward to driving because I get to listen to you.
Nice. She sent a few pics.
Mud with Christmas lights, Nashville Gay Pride, and her friend's wedding.
Aww. Yeah, that's cute. Adorable. Okay, I feel like the first point of like snatching someone's daughter out of thin air, don't worry about that. Like, you guys are adults, and I think, you know, that's everyone's kind of personal choice, like how they want to deal with like family and going into a wedding and stuff. But like, if you're not snatching anyone's daughter, wedding isn't.
No one owns anyone.
Yeah. No property's being exchanged.
No.
Yeah. And I don't know. I kind of feel like it should be what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So you mean not. not asking the dad, or?
Well, I think she should talk to her about it, but I think, like, yeah, ultimately, I think if she doesn't want to tell her dad, then that should be her prerogative. Like, I kind of feel like it's her girlfriend's decision, like, how she wants to mm-hmm. deal with her family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but then it's also, like, you know, then is she comfortable being a secret to this part yeah. of her family?
I mean, that's the thing, yeah. is it's going to yeah. have to happen eventually.
It yeah. is. And I think that's part of the conversation. Yeah. Like, I think it's definitely important to have that conversation of, like, look, these points. Yeah. yeah like, I don't want to yes. be invisible. I want us to be around your dad. It's going to happen eventually. But
yeah,
I don't think it's an ultimatum. I think if she still doesn't want to tell her dad, I think that's her prerogative.
Absolutely. Yeah, but you'd have to, like, outline, like, yeah, what does that mean? Am I, like, your roommate for the rest of
yeah that's
life?
What I'm curious about what the relationship tell? Has been so
well,
far.
I think you still move forward with the wedding, right? And then it's like she's gonna have to tell her dad. I mean,
yeah, eventually. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm curious about, what she's telling him now, you know.
Yeah, and the fact that she's financially still dependent on her dad, that's another piece of it.
Well, it said that she does have a better job now and stuff, but it's still I mean, she's still scary.
I mean, it's never, I mean, it's probably scary. I'll tell, this is my experience. This question's very triggering. No. No, my sister dated a girl for a while, but she told me just in mm-hmm. passing, like, I've been dating this girl, and it was very, like, okay. And yeah. I think of myself as an open-minded person, but when it's your own sister, it's still, like, very, like, oh, okay. Like, do I know you? And it took me a lot to sort of process that. But then I knew my mom, who was very religious, would have a very hard time. There's a lot of people in my family who are very religious, and I just was like, had to live in fear as her sister all the time. And then she started, if you want to take a note out of my sister's book, she just started posting pictures of them together on Facebook that made it pretty clear that's her girlfriend. And then my mom called me crying one day and was like, is Brittany gay? And like, I was like, yeah. I mean, I told my sister, I was like, if you're going to be putting stuff online, that's pretty obvious. Like, it's not my place to out you, but I'm not going to lie to our mom if she asks me if you're being pretty obvious. So I already told my sister that up top I was going to do that. And I think she actually wanted me to be the one. Like, she would never, she was a chicken shit and would
that
never
is
have
a
had
smart
the,
move.
Yeah, like, put it on. A third party to do it for you. Essentially what my sister did. And it was, and then I had to, like, my mom just was like sobbing and like, and I was just like, okay. And it was a big whole drama. But eventually they do come around. They always do. And I mean, they don't always, because I know that some people have had like some very terrible experiences. Mm-hmm. But you got to just remind your partner, I think, to have faith in the people who love you. And if they don't show up, if they don't come around, then like that is their loss, and you shouldn't be keeping them around for the financial purposes. Like, that's even more, like, that's even a betrayal. It's like you're lying to them and they're like holding it over you. It's not even a healthy relationship to keep around anyways. So trust that they'll see you through it, and in most cases they will. If you're an adult human woman and they're still paying your bills, they probably love you enough to be gay. Probably. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and you've also got your mom and your sister already on your side. Like, you've already got, you know, three quarters of the family.
Yeah. Maybe they're not like together.
Her mom and her sister.
Mom and dad aren't together, it might not be
a smooth transition.
Yeah, it's not the same if, like, cause my parents are divorced and my dad knew, but I had to tell my dad too, because he kept trying to be like, I think they're gonna get back, like, her, my sister and her ex-boyfriend, he kept being like, I think they're gonna get back together. I was like, they're not getting back together. And I had these secrets, it was just killing me. I mean, you're also putting a lot of pressure on the people around you that interact with all those people. So your sister, like, her sister, I know this is not the person who sent the question in, but your partner's sister is probably having a lot of, like, emotional turmoil as well. So, I mean, while it is a negative that you would lose your, like, possibly lose a relationship with her father, like, think about, you know, how you'd be relieving the people that have trust, like, have supported you so far, and like freeing up their emotional energy. So,
and I'm sure, there's definitely got to be, like, in deep down for yourself, just not wanting to. Yeah. I mean, I would hate hiding, you know, something like this. Like, the relationship I was in with a woman, I didn't tell my family about because it was also just so intense and awful.
Yeah.
And it was such a dramatic, like, relationship that it wasn't like, you know, I was like, if I bring someone home, then I'll like really tell them about it. But this was like something that I just was so confused about in general. But,
but if you're serious to the point that you're going to propose,
it's like, you would tell them, and it is, you just have to like, I felt weird about hiding that from them. Like, I can't imagine me with somebody this long, and I wouldn't want to be, I would feel very strange.
And also, they're just never going to be able to like have a full expression of their relationship and what a big piece of that they're missing out on for a dad who's going to die sooner than later.
Well, like, worst case scenario, you don't have a couple assholes at your wedding.
Yeah, just tell them.
But also, I do think it, just take cues from her. Like, it is her family. Like, I don't think it's really cool to give her an ultimatum. But, like, I would also just, like, make sure she knows, like, regardless of what happens with her dad, you want to marry her. Like, you're going to be her family.
Yeah.
And, like, just keep reassuring her, like, that kind of stuff.
Sometimes you can just go down a straight pros and cons list. Con, dad's mad, doesn't talk to you anymore. But everything else is literally positive.
Yeah. Like,
so
it was like, con, no TGI Fridays on dad's dime.
Yeah. Adulthood is about buying your own TGI Fridays.
How gross is TGI Fridays?
That's when she knew she was an adult. So. Yeah.
But everyone should have at least 6 months of their life where they always get drunk at a TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I can't. I mean, I came out as bisexual, which is very different than what she's going through about, like, not coming out. And I'm sure it sounds like the person who wrote in has probably been out for quite a while.
Yeah.
But it's definitely...
It's a different balance between that ultimatum and then also, like, making sure your life is, like, you're living the life that you want to live as well. And so that's something.
Well, and it's like, I mean, she doesn't really say much about... She just says that her dad and her grandmother... don't know that she exists. It's like there's nothing in here that's like my dad's been bigoted about anything in the past or anything. Like I would also just make sure, like, when you are presenting it, like, you aren't coming from a place of fear, you're coming from a place of happiness, because you're like, I found the person I want to be with forever. This happens to be that person.
Also, you know? Gauge dad, how dad feels. Hey dad, how do you like the L word?
So true.
Watch Brokeback Mountain with dad.
Dad's love lesbians.
Just turn on Ellen's new special and just see what happens.
That should take care of everything.
Yeah.
Just watch him and just see, does he laugh?
I think Tess has the biggest thing here. You know, talk to her. It's her family.
Yeah.
Talk to her about it. It's going to happen either way. Mm-hmm. But
I don't, but you don't have to forgo your own feelings and your own wants, but you have to do, you have to decide when, where's the like line of like, you know, how long you give her to do her stuff. Mm-hmm. And that might be forever. That's up to you to decide.
Yeah. When are you going to be okay with it? I mean, my gay uncle that I was at, when they got married, he's older, he's in his 60s now, but they got married after both my grandparents died. Because he never came out to his parents originally.
Yeah, a lot of people in that generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my new uncle, Mike, he had to be okay with it. Whenever my grandmother stayed at their house, they would sleep in two separate rooms and Mike would army crawl back into the master bedroom.
Oh, my God.
And he was okay. He's
But why army crawl?
Because
so they wouldn't see him?
She could see upstairs. Because she would sleep downstairs. Because he just loved it. It was part of the role play.
Yeah.
It made it fun.
Because she would sleep on the couch downstairs. It was like an open air hallway. So yeah, he would like do it to get to the master bedroom again. But it was like always, it was an open thing in our family too. Because it was like clear. It was like, well, Mike is a very successful dude. He does not need a roommate.
Yeah.
And you both like, you. They also had like
it's just
dogs.
So crazy to pretend. It's like.
It sucks.
I just can't.
Yeah. I mean, it's so, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, just it's what are you willing to be okay with? Honestly, and it's having that honest conversation with her, you know. I mean,
I think you kind of have to imagine
it can
like,
be depending on where they live in
where
the
you
south,
live. Yeah.
Man, it could be tough for sure. So,
I think it's like you have to imagine, like, hey, honey, like if we were to meet your dad tomorrow, like what would happen? Because you need to kind of prepare yourself and if what he's would, not,
yeah. Because also, maybe the dad isn't really around that much, you know what I mean?
Well, like, it sounds like he's not because they haven't,
so like it might not actually impact their life that much. That's why I'm like, take cues from her because, like, if it's just like a once a year thing.
And you're just like really wanting this memory of asking her dad for permission. Ask her mom for permission.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, it doesn't need to be the dad. Yeah. It doesn't need to be.
Weddings are all about letting go of expectations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, good luck. Let us know.
Yeah.
Good luck. Let us know. Thanks for the hashtag. I hope that's your wedding hashtag.
It's a good wedding hashtag.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's say it one more time.
Hashtag, as long as I have a face, she'll always have a place to sit.
Aww.
That's how you ask the dad. Yeah. It's like, look, your daughter will always be taken care of.
I pay for her TGI Fridays now, Dad.
Christy. Now that's what I call a sampler plate. Christy, where, that didn't even make sense. Where
where can people see and find?
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about your internet presence.
I will.
Where are you?
I'm on Twitter, although I never tweet. Sorry, LA. I'm on Twitter at Cabuchsy, C-A-B-U-C-H-S-Y, and also on Instagram. I am in Denver, so if you listen from Denver, I have a show every Wednesday at the Oscar Blues on 16th and Market at 9:30. I also have a new podcast coming out. First episode actually comes out tomorrow from, not tomorrow like when this comes out, but tomorrow from when we record it. So
last week, yeah.
Check it out. It's called Stop Talking to Yourself. And I talk to my friends about the terrible things that they say to themselves regarding their art and keeping getting on stage. You get it. And then at the end, I read them all the nice things everybody else says about them.
Oh, that's amazing.
I like that.
So check that out. I'm excited about it, and that's it.
Yeah, you guys go see her in Denver, and go see all the shows in Denver. It's a really great scene there.
It is. It's so good. I'm on the stage any night of the week most of the time, except Mondays. Fuck you.
She is knitting on Mondays. And our patrons, we will see you in a couple days at our bonus episode, which we're about to record.
Yes. Yeah. And also, if you are a what are they called? Oh yeah, we'll have a top secret session coming up for patrons also. So listen for that. Bye.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.